This is a joint meeting of the Audit Finance Committee and a special meeting of the Audit Compliance and Governance Committee meeting. I'm going to call the meeting. This is David Corse. Since it's a joint meeting, I'll chair. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:04 a.m. I'll begin by roll call in no particular order. John Johnson.
You're here.
Parker Wise.
Here.
Tom Patton.
Here.
Mark Rolf.
Here.
John Flores. Don Frost. And Paul Hinch. Okay, we have a quorum of both committees. I'll just say at the outset, this is going to be a relatively brief meeting, the primary objective of which is to review and recommend for approval the annual financial report to the full board. We'll start with approval of the February 15th and March 15th Joint Finance Committee and Audit Compliance and Governance Committee minutes. Is there a motion to approve both of those sets of minutes?
I'll make that motion, David.
Moved by John, is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Second by Parker. Any questions or comments or suggested changes? Okay, and if you need to abstain, you can do so on an individual one if you so choose. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, public comment. Andrew, please open the lines and allow for public comment.
Sure. The line is open. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time?
Any members of the public? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is a recommendation to the board to approve and submit the fiscal year 2021 annual financial report pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 1-123 subsection A. Andrew or John, one of you is going to walk us through this.
Sure, I'll just do it quickly. Particular statute requires the Board of Directors of each quasi-public agency to annually submit a report to the Governor and the Auditors of Public Accounts that will include a list of all bond issues for the preceding year, a list of all projects, a list of all payments for services in excess of $5,000 for individuals and firms, a complete set of financial statements, cumulative value of all bonds issued, the affirmative action policy statement, and a description of the composition of the agency's workforce by race, sex, and occupation, and a description of the agency's affirmative action efforts, and finally a description of planned activities for the current fiscal year. And those are included in the report that was sent around.
Great. Folks have any questions on anything in the report or the process that the report goes through?
David, I have just a couple of comments. I thought the report was concise and it was a great report. I would just make a comment on page 5 where we listed the general operations expenditures. Maybe it might be good if we added, like on the Saybrook Junction LLC, if maybe somebody won't know what that is, if we just put rent, like dash rent, might enlighten somebody if they wondered what Saybrook Junction LLC is.
That's one thought. Under C, New England Central Railroad.
Hey, John, before you move
yeah,
on,
I'm sorry.
I have a comment on A as well. I'm not sure what's going on with the second line there. I don't know if that is a drawing from a spreadsheet or something.
Oh, yeah, good catch.
But
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a summary of vendor payments from some column, but it's not the vendor name.
We got that corrected.
And I think to John's point, I mean, we don't need to make that change for this one, but maybe in the future, maybe it includes the budget category as a separate column, right? So that you would see if it's consultant, if it's legal, if it's rent, that might be a way to, rather than sort of tacking that onto one particular vendor, it would be a way to at least sort of, so people could understand what budget category each of the vendors fall under.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, John. Go.
Yeah, no, but that's good. I agree 100%.
And I'll,
under C, New England Central Railroad. You know, what is that for? I think it was for track improvement, but maybe it would be nice to define that or let people know what that is. Rather than just Central New England Central Railroad, and I think that's the only comments I have.
This is Jim. I can speak to that. That's actually the rent that is paid for one portion of the area that is occupied by the pier project.
Oh, okay.
The track improvement value that was over, I don't know, $400,000 was not within the scope of this time period.
Okay. That might even be, if I don't know what it is, nobody else is going to know what it is. So, you know, maybe next time it just includes rent or whatever, you know. Thanks, Jim.
It's going to be nice to see that Category C ramp up significantly in our next annual report.
Yeah.
Other comments or questions from anyone?
This is David. This is Parker in 3A on the top page there. What should we put instead of vendor payment, equal vendor payments?
Yeah, that Parker, that'll be Chubb Insurance.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So that's a single item at 14?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thanks. And that will be corrected before we send this out?
Yes, I'm going to do it in real time here.
Yeah, okay.
Other questions or comments?
David, just a very basic question here. This is Mark.
Do we
address this to somebody? I mean, I think the statute says what to the governor and auditor of public accounts. Is there going to be a cover letter to it?
That's a good question, Andrew. How have we handled this in the past?
To date, we have a. Kind of a formal email that is sent from either on behalf of David or John to these groups, and that would mirror the same kind of template that we've sent our last two annual reports these last couple months and going back the last couple years. So thus far, it's been good. I'm happy to send that around.
Cover letter in the form of an email.
Of an email, yes, correct.
And that doesn't include. It's more or less just a transmittal. There's no certification required or other statement like that.
Correct. It's sent on behalf of either the chair or the director, depending on the requirement within the statute.
Yeah, and this one is specifically the board of directors.
And that differs I think, you know, correct me if this is wrong, guys, but this differs from some of the other ones that we've done on a quarterly basis or other reports that require a letter from DAS and OPM certifying its accuracy.
And, of course, it does go before the full board for approval as well.
And it was this was reviewed by OPM as well.
But this one doesn't require the letter from OPM, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, it's
confusing. I mean, I think this is one of our biggest issues, that we have a lot of different reports that cover a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, did someone join?
Yeah,
John Flores. And John Flores joined a bit back.
Great. Hey, John, and who else? I didn't hear who else. Was it Don?
No, Carlo Leone.
Oh, hey, Carlo. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Sorry, I was on another call just trying to get off and jump on real quick.
Yeah, no worries. Mark is on as well, Carlo.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure. Gotcha.
Yeah. No worries. We appreciate it. This one's going to be, we're going to wrap up pretty quickly, so we appreciate you guys jumping on.
Okay.
Other comments or questions on the annual financial report?
Yeah, this is Tom. I just echo John's point. I think it's a really good report. I'm very thoughtful and thorough.
All right, cheers. Okay, so I will take a motion of the joint committee to recommend that the board of directors approve the report. Is there a motion?
John.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
I'll second. Parker.
Second by Parker. Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of recommending this to the board for approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, great. So now we'll briefly move on to the individual committee agendas, and they will be brief. For Finance Committee, we do not actually have the monthly finances completed yet through a combination of, vacations and changing over the way we report. We're still working through that, so we will circulate those to the board once complete prior to next month's meeting. And as always, if anyone has any questions or comments on that, don't hesitate to be in touch. I think it won't come as a surprise for folks to know there weren't any substantive revenue items or expenditures this last month, so there wouldn't be anything too critical in there. Anyone have any questions or comments on that? We do apologize, but we'll have it out to folks shortly. Okay, any old business for Finance Committee? Any new business that anyone would like to propose? Okay, moving on to audit, compliance, and governance. In old business, I thought maybe just John could give us a little update on interacting with our outside auditors. We, for the first time, are doing this sort of mid-year initiative, which has been initiated. John, you want to just share anything on that?
Are you talking about the Cone Resident audit?
Yes.
Okay. Jim, do you have an update on that? I haven't communicated with them since they indicated they wanted to get started.
I've exchanged a couple of emails with the partner in charge, and what they're looking to do right now is kind of a review of our March 31st financial statement as a quarter end to get their bearings. Nothing has yet been submitted. That's all.
And we have begun our biennial auditors of state state auditors of public accounts audit as well, and
as of yesterday, we've submitted almost all the documents that they've requested.
Right. So the state auditors, so folks are aware, are looking at fiscal 20 and 21, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so hopefully we'll have something for next month from our outside auditors on their sort of pre-year end assessment to help us best prepare for our FY22 audit, and then we may, I don't know if we'll have anything back from state auditors in that time frame, but as John said, staff's been very timely and thorough in their submission of information. Any comments or questions from anyone? Okay, well, this gets real quick when we don't have monthly financials. So appreciate everyone's time, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move, John.
But John's our second.
Second by Mark.
Thanks. All right, we'll talk to you all at noon for what will be a little bit longer meeting than this one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.